Hello, welcome to Hoi An Miss podcast. We're a group of students from Hoi An, Vietnam. We're here to share with you a view of Vietnam through what we saw and experienced, specifically our culture and tradition.
If you are a Vietnamese person, you must be very familiar with this childhood song. Yes, your thoughts are right. This is a typical song about Mid-Autumn Festival in Vietnam, one of the most exciting and popular holiday for Vietnamese families. It's a long-standing traditional festival that takes place when nature is at its breathtaking best. Especially for many generations, the Mid-Autumn Festival is a beautiful and unforgettable memory that nurtures each child's soul. The Mid-Autumn Festival is named Tết Trung Thu in Vietnamese. In fact, this holiday originated in China over 3,000 years ago. From time to time, it has become one of the most important holidays of many other Asian countries, such as Japan, Singapore, and Vietnam. However, for each country, the Mid-Autumn Festival also has different meanings, stories, and legends. It was said that the Mid-Autumn Festival in China was originally celebrated to give thanks for the bountiful harvest in autumn. It was held under the full moon, representing the fullness and prosperity of life. Over time, people believed that there was an intimate relationship between humans and the moon. Full moon or waning moon represents joy or sorrow, union or separation. Since then, the full moon is a symbol of union. That's why Mid-Autumn Festival is also called the Union Festival. With a slightly different meaning from China, the Mid-Autumn Festival in Vietnam is often referred to as the Children's Festival, and it is held on August 15 on the lunar calendar when the moon shows its brightest in the autumn. The festival is an opportunity for parents to make up for their loss and show their love for their children. Additionally, in the old days, the Vietnamese believed that children had the closest connection to the sacred world, and that being close to children was thus a way to connect with the gods. Even today, most Vietnamese festival traditions and even center on or around children, from giving gifts to traditional dragon dances. Ever since I was a kid, Mid-Autumn has been a special occasion for family, gathering or hanging around with my friends in the neighborhood. Traditionally, every kid in town will have their own lantern and get together to play games. Every year, my extended family goes to our grandparents' house. Each of us will bring mooncakes and a tea of choice, then enjoy the sweet together while playing fog games. It is commonly imagined that Mid-Autumn Festival in Vietnam is very much like a combination of Halloween and Thanksgiving in Western culture. Particularly, children and their parents often go on parades through the street while singing and carrying colorful lanterns of different size. Some of popular shapes include fishes, stars, butterfly, and at the moment the lantern spins and the candle is inserted, it represents the earth circling the sun. When it comes to food and desserts, it wouldn't be a fully complete Mid-Autumn Festival without mooncakes. It can be said that mooncake is the soul of Mid-Autumn Festival. The two most common types are bánh dẻo. It's a type of soft, sticky cakes with a mochi texture. And bánh nướng. It is a type of baked cakes with a thick, wheat crust. Mooncakes in Vietnam come in a seemingly infinite variety of flavor, both sweet and savory. Vietnamese people consider eating mooncakes to be a way of celebrating Full Moon Festival. There's nothing better than spending time with family and sharing a little mooncake with our family members. The cake symbolizes the moon as well as completeness and wholeness. That's why mooncake is not only a food, but also a meaningful gift to family and friends, as a wish for success and happiness. On this special night, a worshiping spot will be set up in the yard, and mooncakes, fruit, and snacks will be offered. Family members may sit together and enjoy the food while appreciating the beauty of the moon. That is the main feature of food during the festival. How about activity? Well, there's a unique activity that you definitely cannot miss on this special occasion. It is called Lion Dancing Performance. In the weeks before this Vietnamese festival, you will see and hear many groups of lion dancers practicing on the streets. The most joyful time is the day before, or on the full moon day. The drum beats ring out from the alleys to the big streets. Its giant head and sinuous body borne by a team of acrobatic dancers. Under the moonlight, the lion's red sequin body sparkles as it dances. Actually, the dragon and lion dance is not just a funny activity, but also contains a lot of spiritual meanings. Usually, a dragon and lion are sacred animals and placed in a temple or pagodas. Therefore, Vietnamese people believe that dragon and lion dance symbolize luck, peace, and success for everyone. Over time, the Mid-Autumn Festival has become a big desire in every child's heart when autumn comes. Not only do children look forward, but each of us can hide the feeling of excitement every time we look at the small lanterns. And we hold the full moon cake like the golden moon in the autumn night. In my feeling, the meaning of Mid-Autumn Festival has also gone beyond the original symbol meaning. Above all, the Mid-Autumn Festival is perhaps the most precious time for each person to put aside the hectic pace of life and spend time on the things that have long been forgotten. Being at the moment with our small family, letting our souls feel the warmth of every little moment, just simple things like that can make me feel like I belong to something called family. Of course, everyone has their own way to enjoy the meaning of Mid-Autumn Festival. It could be a warm cup of tea, a fragrant moon cake, and a gentle moonlight, thinking about the past and wishing for good things to come in the future. Not fussy, not bustling, but it enough to warm people's hearts.
That's Zorn for today, but join us again soon as Horton Miss Podcast. Bye for now.